Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have a story I want to tell you. Here's the story. A boss gives an employee a project on January 1st that could easily be completed right away. This project had significant financial implications for the company. It was an important project. But month after month, as the boss checked in with the employee, the boss finds the project still isn't completed. The employee has not done his job. Finally, in the middle of December, almost a year later, the employee delivers the finished product as if there's been some great accomplishment, but with two pieces of bad news. First, there's only 2 weeks left for the project to contribute to this year's business. Not 12 months like the boss hoped, but 2 weeks. It's only going to be good for 2 weeks. Plus, the project just delivered will be useless January 1, like bad produce. It'll be useless January 1 unless it's completely reworked. Well, no doubt you're yelling, "Who keeps an employee like this?" Or perhaps you're saying, "Is this a joke? This is a joke, right? No organization operates like that." Well, sadly, this scenario is not only true, it's been happening in a real organization, like in the movie Groundhog Day, for several years. The employee in my story, in case you've gotten ahead of me, haven't gotten ahead of me, is Congress. The employee is Congress. And the employee is you and me, America's small business owners. And the projects are 52 tax extenders, which Congress has chosen to reapprove annually rather than make them permanent. They've been reapproving them every year instead of making them permanent. Many of these extenders are key factors in growth strategies, plus cash and tax planning for millions of small businesses, millions of businesses, large and small. Perhaps the most prominent of these extenders is Section 179 of the tax code. You've heard me talk about this before. Part of this section, you don't like the Section 179 thing. I know that sounds like tax stuff, right? But you like and you've been taking advantage of what it provides you. It allows and sets a limit for direct expensing of capital purchases in the year of the acquisition, rather than depreciating them over five or however many years. Write the whole thing off this year. It sets a limit and allows for that. Section 179. For several years, this section, the expensing limit, was we've been waiting on to get approved and reapproved, the limit was $500,000. But if this provision doesn't get renewed, it drops to $25,000. And just like in my story, instead of finishing the project and making it permanent, Congress keeps renewing this extender each year, which wouldn't be so bad if they did their work in January like the employer wanted the employee to do. But in 2014 and for several years prior, without any sense of shame, Congress passed another 1 year extension for the 500,000 level on December 16th. Remember what the employee did? Didn't finish the project till the middle of December and only gave his employer 2 weeks of service of that project. Think about that. The expensing provision, folks, might not change whether you make the investment nor the price of the purchase, but it does impact cash flow. And it impacts tax planning for the year of the acquisition, which is a big deal for most small businesses. If you were trying to make 2014 equipment purchase decision in 2014, you had less than 2 weeks, including over the holidays, to sign the contract, buy the equipment, order it, and get it delivered so you can put it in service in the year of expensing. So if the machine was delivered January 1 or 2, it can't be included. And so whatever cash flow you thought you were going to benefit from by direct expensing that purchase, if you couldn't get it, you had to take a chance on buying it before the Congress made their rule, and you had to, and if they made their rule, you did good. If they didn't, it cost you, it hurts your cash flow. That's what happens when the Congress doesn't do their job. When you've read my past criticism of the anti-business practices of the political class in Washington, this is one of the examples. Like it or not, the tax code is very much a part of business investment decisions for companies large and small. And when investment decisions impeded at the micro level of a small purchase, when those are aggregated across millions of businesses, which they are, it has a negative impact on economic growth. It's not difficult to see how Congress's failure to do their job has contributed to the moribund 2% annual GDP growth that you and I have seen since 2009. So here we are again, feeling like it's Groundhog Day, because like last year, Congress still hasn't renewed the tax extenders for 2015. If you, many of you are out there with a major purchase decision in equipment or whatever it might be. I've been hearing since I've been talking about this, I've been hearing from dentists, for example, who are going to make, you know, when dentists buy new equipment, it's expensive, thousands and thousands of dollars. So they're literally saying, okay, I need to know if I can expense it, it's going to help my cash flow this year. Maybe even get me a better deal by buying it this year than next year. But I don't know what the government's going to do, because they won't do their job. There's no reason why those extenders can't be done in January. There's also no reason why they can't be extended permanently. So we know what we're doing out here on Main Street. We can't do our job because Congress won't do their job. So next time someone asks you why non-politicians are polling high in the presidential campaigns, tell them this story. All right, so here's my new Washington's new Twitter hashtag. Hashtag without any sense of shame. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.